start.
Full
here.
Start there. But listen, we before we come on, sometimes come we on flick air. Through the.
We come on air. Air
rather a grand.
We were talking term. Recently off air, weren't we?
Yeah, we were talking off air in the green room.
Something caught our eye.
In the green room, my kitchen. The Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful
yeah.
publication.
Brilliant.
Reporting.
Oh, I love that. Paul Dacre.
Oh, isn't he?
Oh my God! He should be a lord.
It's such common sense. The Daily Mail.
Oh, it's common sense. It's reasonable.
It's reasonable.
It's not skewed
moral.
In any way.
No.
And but, I think yeah. But, does Nicholas Wishall write for them?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes. Yes. He's got the Royal.
The Royal Column.
It gets shorter.
He gets stuck
and
on the Royal Column.
He's on the Royal Column. Now, in the old days, he was someone to be reckoned with.
Yeah,
it started off, you know, it was a two-page spread back in the old days. They've gone off him. He's
they
gone,
have gone
down
off
and down and it's down. It was a little thing. And I looked at it today, they've allowed him one word, the.
The, and it's, that's it. It's a plea. I've got the phone call, the transcribe of the phone call of him ringing up Dacre.
That's it.
And he's gone. And
yeah,
he's
like, got it here.
Yeah, got it. He's got it here. Like, Wishall rings up Dacre, and he says, and it says, Paul, and Paul Dacre goes, who's this?
Yeah.
And he says, it's me, Nicholas Wishall.
Yeah.
And he goes, who?
Yeah.
The bloke, the Royal Columnist, Nicholas Wishall.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want? He says, my column this week just said the. He went, yes.
Yeah.
And, well, I did write more than that.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, but it was all bollocks.
Yeah.
This is Dacre, right?
That's
Wishall, on the recording, you could hear, you can hear the lip start going.
That's it.
And then he starts crying. He goes, it wasn't all bollocks. And if it was all bollocks, why did you just print the word the?
That's it.
Rather than the rest of the column. And Dacre says, because I can't stand you.
Yeah.
I think you're an idiot. And I think all the stuff you write is ridiculous.
And what Charles said. And what Charles said about you is actually right, that you're a twat. I can't stand
on,
that.
What, in Cloyster's?
Cloyster's
is in 1985.
That's right. He still can't. He holds it against him. Mm. So anyway, Wishall comes back. I was writing a story about King Charles going up to Scotland this week. I had all sorts of long words and everything, and I just got the. And I was going to write the day arrives and give a whole description of the whole thing, and you cut me off at the. And Dacre's reply just gone, fuck off.
Yeah. Has he paid him, Dacre, for that column? Does it say in the transcript?
I don't know whether he would pay him.
He says, I'm not paying
you. Oh, there you are, yeah.
I'll pay you for the one word we printed, and I'll pay you £10. And which was, how am I supposed to live on that?
That's
up in
it.
Scotland on the Loch Ness where I live. You
yeah,
know, that's not going to cover. That's not going to cover the curtains getting cleaned.
That's right.
Not my problem. Up yours, see ya.
Yeah, that's
but
it's
that's
a disc.
He's like, he's not nice.
He's not nice. But we was what looking in the
yes.
Daily, the Daily Mail, despite that meanness. And there's a whole article about pop stars having things chucked at them. Did you see that? Pinks had ladies' ashes thrown at them.
Well, that is unusual, having the ladies' ashes chucked at them.
Go on.
But I think what's more unusual? Well, one of them, Little Nas, something like
Yeah, that's it.
He had a dildo chucked at him.
Oh,
I don't think that's unusual, because
no.
that falls under knickers.
Yes.
And
sex
items, right?
That's it. Ladies
so you can
them.
Kind of.
I've got it. I can see the connection.
Okay,
yeah.
But I think the strangest one
yeah.
was thrown at Pink,
yeah.
and that was a wheel of brie.
Not just a little
thing that you get at the supermarket, like a big,
like a restaurant.
Yeah, like a big wheel of. Brilliant.
Oh, that's bloody ridiculous.
It was chucked at Pink. And now I don't know how you would chuck it.
No.
Because it weighs quite a lot of money.
How do you get that into the venue
well, that
as
is
well?
What I would like to speak to the security staff about.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I tried to call them this morning, the security
yeah.
people, and said, how did you get the wheel of brie into the thing? And they're like, well, it's a festival, isn't it? People, like, you know, they can bring their food in if they want to. And you don't expect them to, I don't even know if Pink likes Brie.
She never saw it was pasteurised before it landed on the stage.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a joke like that.
Pasteurised.
But here's a fact. Here's when. Do you remember when I used to be in that troupe of like muscle men?
Oh, you know?
Yeah. We used to dance for various people. Yeah, like
yeah.
That,
it was Paul Burrell and you.
Paul Burrell, me, and Leo Sayer. You know,
that was back when you was all well muscled.
When I was muscled, I was sexy. You know, we used to have a little G-string we'd wear with all the bit all hanging out and all that.
A lot of more pubes.
A lot more pubes back in them days, like 10 ounces of old Hoban hanging out the side of the
spider's legs.
Anyway, this is one of the early days of the dildos. You say about that being drunk, and we was at Earl's Court. Performing with Slade, right? Uh-huh. And
This is going back,
and so it's me and Paul Burrell and Leo Slade. And I'm doing the routine as I remember it, in all good faith.
Yeah, we trained, we rehearsed,
and we're lovely.
Money to be made.
And one of them early dildos that they had, you know, was like
made of wood,
those kind of things. Beautiful, lovely bit of work.
Very well turned.
If you saw that on the repair shop,
you'd be going. My knob has been chipped. It's been in the family since 1824.
Right, that.
Yeah.
And Jay Blades would go, wonderful, what a lovely beautiful story. Knob. And you can almost see where it's
My
had a lot of
gave
years.
It to me before yeah, he went to see
that's it.
It.
Oh, this is one for the ladies. You know, those two make the teddy bears. Yeah, turning it on the leg, polishing it up. I really like the head, don't you, Susan?
Yeah, I do like that. And all that. And the veins on it.
Anyway, so this wooden thing that was, I think it was powered by steam. It's got a bit of sort of steamer thing.
All right, yeah.
A couple of valves and that. It turned around. How that would give you any pleasure.
Don't work.
Anyway,
didn't know back in them days.
In them days, there's a lady, you know, a real sort of early 70s lady in there with a smock on, you know, doing
all the flowers round there.
Yeah. She lobs this fucking wooden steam dildo. It bounces off Leo Say's knee just as I'm doing the, lifting it bounced off a bit of scenery, one of the amps, I think it was. Yeah. Noddy Holder's amp, one of them. And it's gone bang, boom, 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 boom. You know, and the steam is sending it. Bang, right up my arse, right.
You must have wondered what's gone up there.
In them days, it was unheard of to have anything up those parts.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everyone's up to it. They shove anything up there. You probably shove Leo Sayer up there nowadays. He's gone right up
only
my
Only if he
arse.
Wants to.
Only if he wants it. And the producer would like to find that at no point has Leo Sayer
gone
up my bum. This steam-powered, I call it a dildo, vibrator, we call it.
Well, they
it,
wouldn't have called it that then because it's a different word. You know?
I shot off a fart,
That's
And that's where they got the idea for, Slade got the idea for, it's crazy!
Did you shout that every time that you're in pain?
But you had a similar problem with one of those early,
incarnation. Well, it was it was aluminium, and I was.
That was smart, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Jesus.
It was because it hadn't been lathed properly. it was a very early prototype. I learned horror.
That's it.
And I was on stage doing my weightlifting act.
That's it.
And I was lifting. like spouse of cement and stuff, because it was quite cheap, like street performance art. Anyway, someone was in the crowd and they obviously liked what they saw because I had a lot of muscles and what have you. And I would do it often like with little or next to nothing on. And so I would like. I don't know if it's a lady or I don't know a man.
Anyway, they're in the crowd.
It's at Covent Garden. Yeah. I'm about to lift my big weight, right above my head. And of course, to do that, you have to go up like that, and then you squat right down low to the ground.
You've got to get some purchase on it.
Anyway, I've got the lift on, right? And there's this aluminium like. Thing goes clack, 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 clack.
It's the cobbles at Covent Garden,
wasn't it? I'm thinking to myself, and I'm up there like that with a weight going on it. Like, it's gone up to there, but you know, like,
I know.
Up to the middle section.
That's
right?
it.
And I'm thinking, what on earth is that? And I look down and see this thing, and to my horror, it is this aluminium knob. As far as I'm concerned, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been lathed properly, so it's all sticking out.
Yeah.
Anyway, unfortunately, it's gone clack, 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 and it's just stood up like that, you know.
Just as I am about to do the squat section.
Christ. And I've gone down really quick, because you have to when you're lifting the weights, and it's gone boom like that, straight up, some of the rivets have come out. Honestly, I was absolutely outraged.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's too bad, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say that, because you couldn't do that. You have to be outraged, you know. So I pulled the bloody thing out and chucked it back into the crowd, and they've all dispersed, you know, because they didn't see it go up. All they've seen is it come down and out.
Oh, I see.
And I've not made no money that day.
No, the hats, no, yeah, the not hat,
empty,
in the hat.
Absolutely empty. So those are some of the dangers that you can have, you know.
Well, this is, and I don't want to embarrass him, but this was a letter that was sent by the Covent Garden Council.
I hope you don't mind. No, I don't mind. It's painful. I did bring it in, so yeah.
Yeah, June 17, 2002. That's how they've put it down there. Okay. It was drawn to our attention at 3:14 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You were seen lobbing
an aluminium knob thing
into the crowd.
This is the problem.
We cannot allow any aluminium knob things to be thrown at a variety of children on school holidays, tourists, and the market traders around Covent Garden. Any more of this activity, we will stop you doing your weightlifting. We enclose the cleaning bill. This doesn't include cleaning your bum, but it will do something for the road sweepers to jet spray the cobbles outside the All Saints Church in Covent Garden. As if it's your fault.
Oh, this is a problem.
As if it's your fault.
I didn't even bother writing back to
you.
I said, you know what, I'm not going to lift my weights no more around here.
No, take them elsewhere.
If that sort of thing is going to go up here.
But I suppose now the damage has been done, you can't really push them up with
prolapse.
Okay, well, look,
come and see us over at www.angelosandbarry.com. Patreon.com/AngelosandBarry Show.
Look, we put so much more effort into the paid stuff.
Oh, yeah, we do put a lot of effort in there. We talk about stunts, we talk about politics,
important stuff.
Yeah,
this is flim-flam.
No, this is flim-flam. This is nothing. The real work is going on.
The real work's over there. You know, we basically phone this one in. So come and see the real deal.
The real deal.
For a small stipend, you can enjoy...
Michael Stipend.
Michael Stipend will be in it this week.
Yeah, he will.
And as well as Burgess Meredith, Michael Landau from...
the Little House on the Prairie.
And Martin Landau from Space 1999.
The Landaus will all be in.
It's all Landau week. Yeah. It's Landau week this week.
Michael Landon.
It doesn't matter, he doesn't call himself that anymore. He's embarrassed. Heaven's Gate. Do write him and find out what else Michael Landon was in.
But it was something about heaven.
Yeah, and if Michael Landon's listening, we'd love him to be on the show. And he'd come with Martin Landau if it makes him feel happier about the name. You know, it's up to you. We don't give a shit what you call it. We'll keep you apart, but we will have both.
Okay, guys.